Well, good morning. 7:10, Brock Hunter.
It's a great, great morning. It's a windy. It's going to be a windy day.
Yeah. Well, you're really on this wind today, man.
Yeah, you know. It's a fact, though. I mean, that's what's happening today.
You got to be careful, man. You're scared. You blow away.
For all of you that wear the rugs, if you got a wig on your head, be very careful today.
Make sure you put an extra piece of that rug tape on there. That's what you need.
That thing's going to blow off.
So it's about the front. You got to make sure the front's secure, because once that goes and it starts, you know, kind of looks like a Muppet talking.
I just still don't understand. So you just show up one day with a full head of hair and nobody says anything.
Well, see, Hunter, it's easy for a guy like you who still got hair, right? You know, you never know.
That's it. No, I'm sick of that. Stop pointing the finger back at me. Well, it's easy for you to say because you shut up. No, it's not my fault that I have the genes. No, don't drag me into this. I'm just saying, I'm pointing something out that you need to think about. You're just going to show up one day with a full head of hair, huh?
I don't think most people just show up one day. I think it's a progression of it.
What do you mean a progression? What do you mean?
You know,
so you get different wigs, like,
yeah, or maybe you kind of jump into it, like when you see it starting to go, then you get the rug so it's not so aggressive. I'm sure there's stages too.
Here's what's happening. I think people are talking about you. That's what you need to know. And they're not like, hey, damn, looking good.
I can't wait till like I'm gonna lose
all my hair and I gotta get a wig.
I'm gonna be 95 if I make it that far, and I'm just gonna have the jettest blackest toupee.
It's the most ridiculous. Matching the sides of your hair.
I'm gonna get the Elvis Pompadour toupee.
My God, he looks like Wayne Newton.
Or like an afro. How about that? Like a legit.
Might as well.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. It's like some of the wigs now.
Oh, they're expensive, man. Yeah, they're made with real hair.
And they look legit.
Yeah.
You know, the ones that they glue on your head. You ever see those?
It's not like back in the day, that infomercial where it was the can of spray paint that you would spray on your head.
What was that? Like the pepper. Like you could shake some pepper on your head and like fill in the blank spots.
Yep. A little bit different. Don't get wet, though. Don't get wet.
Don't jump in that pool.
Maybe it. No, I'm just going to go into the shallow end. That's it. That's it.
It's just an honest question. And I'm not trying to poke. I'm not being a jerk.
Listen to this. Listen to this guy. Tall, dark, and handsome Hunter with his big head of hair out there.
No, shut up. Don't drag me into this because it's an honest question. You just show up one day with the full head, huh? And how do you explain it?
Must be nice to have all that hair up there, Hunter. Up there. Hey, how's the weather up there, huh? On your high horse, huh? Mr. Fancy Hair Man.
Just shut up.
It's made of real horse hair. It's unbelievable.
It's a real mane.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get a mane. Can you buy a mane?
That is some thick hair. That's weird. It feels weird.
Yeah, you got to use mane and tail on it. You got a horse brush.
Use hair from a hippo. It's weird.
Yeah, let's find some really coarse hair.
Coarse? Why not?
Like a like boar skin. That's what you want. Look at that.
My God.
Boy, that is thick. That is aggressive.
Came from the mustache of a walrus.
Very, very piney. Very piney.
Anyway.
All right.
Sorry. Well, honest question.
Yeah. Hey, good question. Yeah, we're just asking questions this morning. That's all. Anyway, it's 7:14. Now that we've wasted 4 minutes, let's talk about your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Well, this is sending everyone into a tizzy. A hacker got into the computers at Rockstar Games and stole some gameplay footage of the Grand Theft Auto 6 game. They're still working on the new version, and it'll be a while before it's out. But the surprise is now ruined because people didn't know that they were going to.
You blew it.
You ruined the surprise.
Look, it's not like I'm gonna lose my mind and wait in line at GameStop to get this. But Grand Theft Auto is an awesome game.
It's a great game. It really is.
But why does someone got to do this? What is the point?
It's because there's jerks out there and they just love ruining things.
Apparently,
the excitement of it is ruining it.
God.
Here's okay, people like you and I, not a big deal to us. I mean, you and I probably don't care this happened.
No,
but
not really.
There are a lot of people out there that this is a huge deal to.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's like somebody releasing like the ending scene of your favorite movie that's coming out in like a month in theaters. And like, it kind of ruins it. You know?
I actually am kind of excited about this because now I can buy Grand Theft Auto 5 because for some reason, even though that game's been out for a decade, it's still $60.
$60.
Dude, it's insane.
A little cheaper now, but yeah, it's because it's a good game.
Is there any video game boobies in Grand Theft Auto 5?
I mean, I don't know. I'm going to be honest, man. I've become not a gamer in the past years, but I know that game is how good that game is. I'd imagine so.
Yeah, because you could do that in the, San Andreas, right? You could go to the strip club.
I know. I remember the old one where you used to be able to, like, pick up a hooker.
You could still do that, but I'm pretty sure in San Andreas, like, there was a certain code you could do where you could go to the strip club and actually get a full, not a censored lap dance. You got the legit lap dance with the...
Are you asking this?
For research purposes?
Is it?
That's all. Look, you
just
know
stick
why.
Stick to your laser shoot Larry game on your 1995 PC.
You know exactly why I'm asking this, all right? Because I want to play the game, and I want to look at some video game boobies. Especially now because they've gotten so good. Like, it's real. Yeah. It's real. You look at some of these games like, man, oh, man. That's like...
Taking your controller away for a week.
It's hard to play It's hard to play a video game, though, with one hand.
Jesus.
I can't A-B, up-down, all that quick.
Up, well, you can up-down, but you can't A-B, that's for sure.
I didn't know this game came with a joystick.
So anyway,
Rockstar got leaked, the new Grand Theft Auto. So if you're a gamer, at least you know it's coming out, so I guess that's good, but... You also
not good
somebody.
For Rockstar either because man, put some money into this game probably.
Well, yeah, but or maybe it is. Or maybe, you know, who knows? Maybe this quote-unquote leak was done on purpose.
You know what a good analogy to it would be is like if they leaked footage from Avatar 3. Because they've already got that done. Avatar 3 is done.
That's crazy, man. It took, how many years now before Avatar 2 hasn't even been released, right?
It's been 13 years? I think 13 years. 13 years, maybe? And you know why? I just read this. It's because they didn't have the CGI. This is James Cameron saying all. He always says something about it. There's not enough technology yet. He said that because of the underwater scenes. He's like, the CGI wasn't there to make it look the way I wanted it to look.
Mm.
So, anyway, Avatar is going to be great. Anyway, December, like, 22nd, I think.
Is there any... blue alien boobies in that movie?
There probably will be, bro.
Yes. No, yes. It'll be a good day. Well, the head of the United Nations just told the world that YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram are ruining humanity. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says social media platforms that make money from outrage, anger, and negativity are, quote, doing untold damage to communities and societies. He told the UN General Assembly in New York that social media is contributing to a quote, colossal global dysfunction. What's your take on this, Hunter?
It is. He's absolutely 100% right.
Yeah.
It's scary. People just mindlessly scrolling.
You know what bothers me?
I got rid of my
me?
Facebook for a little while, for like a week there. And it was great.
It's wonderful.
But you know what? I still clicked on that blue button. I was like, oh, yeah, I got rid of it.
Yeah. I hate what certain things have become. Because, look, YouTube, I love YouTube, man. I absolutely love it. What I hate, though, is the content that has been put out on there. Like, it's great for watching funny video, like stupid, I get that. But there's certain people that do these rage bait videos. Have you seen these? Where they do just like the most ridiculous things, but they act like they're not doing, like for example, like this one video I watched of these people, and I'm mad that I got as deep into it as I did. But it was these people, and they do that close up of it, and all you see is their hands, and they're doing a lot of hand gestures, and they take forever because again, how the algorithm works, works, the longer people watch. So they take forever to get to the ending. Long story short, they took a waffle press and put crayons into it, talking about how, oh, this is such a fun activity you can do with the kids. And look at the, and it ended up just being garbage. And I was so mad at the end of that 15 minutes that I'm like, yeah. What the? But it's specifically done that way to get people angry to watch and comment. So people are purposely trying to make you angry while watching this video.
And then you should feel like the dupe for watching it and commenting on it.
Exactly.
You know, like that. I don't even get that far anymore. So for example, I don't get that far. So the other day somebody was like, dude, you got to watch this video. It's hilarious. So I started watching it. And like 5 seconds into it, I handed the phone back. I'm like, they're acting. It's not real.
Yeah. Yep.
They're acting. He's like, well, what do you mean? I'm like, they're acting.
Yeah.
Like, you got duped. Like, you're going to comment on this and you think this is real. Like, stop. You're smarter than that.
Yeah. I don't know if we are, man.
I can't do it anymore. I can't watch. You're not an actor. Just because you have a platform doesn't mean we need to see you every single day doing something.
I don't know when that switch happened. I don't know when.
It was a slow burn. There was no switch.
It's just we got to a point in society. That there was this big mass switch where everyone thought all of a sudden that their day-to-day lives or themselves needed to be seen every single day by everyone else. And I don't know when that switch happened. I don't know why it happened.
It's a slow burn. That's the scary part of it.
Yeah.
Is you don't know you're doing it. It's scary, man. I'm telling you. Just look around.
I'm a little upset.
Look around you and look at everybody. They're looking into that black mirror, that phone. It's just sucked in and they can't get away from it. And it's terrible, man.
I'm upset that this guy didn't include TikTok on this.
TikTok is the worst of them all. And that's bad. That's if you're on the top of that chain. Woo.
That's what I feel. I feel like TikTok's on the top of that chain.
It is now.
Like, don't get me wrong. YouTube has bad parts of it. It also has a lot of great stuff on it.
It really does.
You know? Facebook.
It depends on how you use it.
Yeah, really. For sure. But TikTok, to me, is just the turd of the social media world.
Well, you know what the ultimate of what it is right now is the short videos. It's the short content. So you just constantly scrolling. Like YouTube videos, eventually you might get bored of the fail compilation or something. You walk away.
Yeah.
But if you keep swiping your thumb because of the shorts,
yeah,
you can't get away from it.
Nope.
And then an hour later, you're like, oh, my God. You eventually just fall asleep.
With your phone on your face.
Right. Drooling out the side of your mouth because you're just so loaded with YouTube short information. It's
terrible.
Man, it really is, guys.
Boy, do we sound like a couple old fuddy-duddies right now?
I don't think so, though.
Kids these days and their fandangled TikTok.
No, because we're a part of it.
Yeah.
We're all a part of it. We need a day. I remember when I said this on the show, there should be a day where they just shut it all down.
The government shuts everything down?
Everything. Every social media, phone, everything, emails out. It's a day you go outside and just look around. I don't think people would know what to do with themselves.
We end up curing cancer on that day. Like, oh, look what happened.
See, one day.
Unbelievable. One day, that's all it took? All we need to do is put our phones down? I don't know.
Just shut it down. We need the foreman to walk in. Shut it down.
But don't shut down Pornhub. I'm just saying.
We have to.
No. Just give us one. I guess I could use a magazine for a while. For one day.
Old school.
One day. That's it. Get those old Polaroids out. All right. Anyway, enough of us sounding like a couple old gray. I had kids these days. Lastly, could you eat your Crocs in a survival situation? It's a real question people have been asking online since 2006, and plenty of people claim it's true. So a writer for Vice looked into it. The basic claim is that they're made of a non-toxic material. So if you had to, you could eat your Crocs to stay alive.
I don't think so.
That material is called Croslite, and it's 98% feedstock, a plant-based substance made out of things like straw. So it sounds like you could eat it. But the writer talked to a dietitian who clarified that just because something is non-toxic doesn't mean it's edible.
Morons.
First of all,
I should have said, hey, morons, you can't eat your shoe.
First of all, if you are in a survival situation and you're wearing Crocs, you're already dead. Okay, that's it. If you find yourself in a survival situation and the things you have on your feet are Crocs, Jump off. End it. Jump off a cliff. Yeah,
it's
whatever.
Just, I get it. You're hungry and things are going through your head and you're really. But don't. It's just. No. It's a simple answer. Why is this even a question?
That's an expensive meal, too, right?
It really is. That's a $60 steak right there, man.
That's a fancy dinner, man. I don't usually spend that much on most dinners. You think I'm going to eat that? These were expensive. No.
Yeah, you might as well just start gnawing on your own foot.
That's next.
That's a better bet.
What do you think?
That is a good question. Like, if you were really down, could you like lop off half of your leg? If you know, and tie it, you know, tie it off.
I don't know if you can eat your own body.
Can you? Can you?
Wouldn't you get sick?
Weird question.
Like, you can't just eat yourself, right?
I mean, it can't be healthy, and it can probably not go, but in a survival situation.
Survival situation. So, wait, you're saying, like,
you pull it off to give you a few extra days?
You would do the straight, you just right at the knee, like, you'd start right there. Why not just pop off a couple digits?
You know, tie it off like Lieutenant Dan?
I think I would do, like, I'd start pinky toe. And see, but here's the thing, though. You can't, like, just go, like, little toe to big toe because that'll throw off your balance. So maybe, like, one pinky, one ring toe, and then maybe
it's
one big toe.
It's not enough meat.
Yeah, but a survival situation, you don't need a lot. You just need a little bit of protein to get you through. Maybe lose, a pinky finger, one ring finger. No thumbs, though. You need those thumbs.
You know what would happen? We would start doing that, and then, like, the next day we'd get rescued.
Ha!
Yes. What? One day.
Seriously,
waited.
Guys? I cut off six toes. What about an ear? Maybe like an earlobe? That might be.
That's Mike.
Obviously edible.
Maybe he was hungry. Yeah.
A little chewy. He spit it out. Must have been a little chewy.
Survival situation.
I don't know. Just cut off a digit or two. I think that's what I would do. I wouldn't just start right at the knee. I would just, you know.
It's a weird conversation.
What are we talking about, man? Anyway, all right. That's your Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.